for another show. It is show 331, if I'm not mistaken. I'm the host of Fans of Patrol, Mr. Button All the Way to the Top, Montego. With me is my dynamite co-host, Miss Tiffobot. What's happening with you this week, Tiff?
You know, not much. Just getting ready to do the podcast and enjoy a somewhat nice weekend, maybe.
Oh, yeah. It's shitty here, so, you know.
Oh, maybe it is shitty here. Who knows? I thought it looked nice outside. I haven't gone outside.
Oh, well, you know.
This was an assumption based on the sunshine.
It's in, you're in the house, so that's good. Well, I guess you could be on the beach and that would be better. But we got a pretty good show, man. This week, we apologize, man. We didn't know that the damn Mortal Kombat got delayed. And we were all set to say, get over here, all podcast long. Just get over here, you know. But we can't do it. It comes out next week. But we got something even better. We reviewed the trailer Nobody a couple of weeks ago, and lo and behold, it was released on demand. And so we watched that, and we got a full review discussion of Nobody, man. So, also, we got some hot news for you. Creepy Doll from Benny Loves You. So, we got a move up. It's a trailer. Benny Loves You. It's one of those little Chucky type things, you know. But so we're gonna talk about that. It looks awful, y'all. Just telling you. Also, they're trying to push the Fast and the Furious 9 out yet again. You know, remember, you guys remember right before the pandemic? You remember that, Tiff? It was about to come out, and we saw the car swinging on a jungle vine and shit like that, and we were like kind of freaking out about the thing. Well, they got another trailer because they're about to push it out. What, June 26th? If it's not delayed yet again, and it very well could be. So we got a hot trailer to talk about that one, man. You know, try to get your juices flowing again for that franchise. Also, man, we got heroes. We're talking about heroes, Tiff. What are we talking about here?
Surprising.
Top three most surprising heroes in cinema, correct? Or just anything?
Yes, yeah. Or anything. I'm okay with TV.
Oh, okay. Well, I have no TV people, so it's all movies.
I don't either, so there we go. It's film.
So, you know, saying all that, I think we're ready to roll.
Yeah.
Let's go. So I guess things are getting a little low, but as far as content. But before we do that, man, could you let people know where they can get us at?
Absolutely. So our main hub is fansandpatrol.com. And then you can get to us on social media at Fans and Patrol on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Subscribe to our YouTube, where Montego makes excellent videos. And then, of course, listen to us on any platform that you find.
Yeah, man. Hey, I just, you know, our podcast feed is literally everywhere. It's places that I was looking on SoundCloud the other day. We were on there. I said, man, I never did that. So it's everywhere. I don't know how that happens. They're just stealing our stuff. Anyway.
Go for it.
So let me see. These are your notes, Tiff. So why don't you take it, man?
Okay. So Montego was right at the top of the show when he was talking about how stupid this trailer looked. He gave it away a little bit. He was just like, Montego tips his hand at the beginning of the game. But there is this show, a movie where, again, and this is not an uncommon theme. They liken it to Chucky, but there's been other similar movies. It's a movie called Benny Loves You, and it is a, I don't know what that is, a bunny?
I think it is a bunny. I don't even think it's a puppet. It looked like somebody got a green screen hand holding the thing up and just shaking it when they're talking and stuff like that. You know?
And the thing is that, like, I suppose if they made like a movie like this 30 years from now, even for kids, like, to remember what their child, the fucking weird dolls that kids have now, like those ugly dolls were popular for, anyway, it doesn't matter. So, I don't know. I was like, I'm kind of interested. I want to know if this is going to be good because it looks kind of goofy, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But it is like, I can tell just from this trailer that it is so poorly done that, like, even if it is goofy, it's bad goofy.
It looked like it costs like $20 to film this on a weekend. And, I'm dead serious, man. I mean, the damn doll, the stuff that the doll is doing, like, it does a backflip. Literally, you could just cut and toss the doll up in the air. You know what I'm saying? And that would be the doll doing a backflip. The one thing I did like that I did see in this was I like when he was in public with all the people in the restaurant and the thing becomes homicidal in front of, you know, people. Because I was like, oh, that's something you never see. You know, it's always a creepy in the shadows thing. And then this dude starts like just stabbing this dude in the middle of a crowded restaurant and people are looking and kind of half-ass smiling except for him because he's getting stabbed. So I was like, well, that's something you don't see every day. So they did, at least in the trailer, do something different. But I don't watch a lot of these type of movies, so I don't know. I don't know, Tiffelbot. It's on a whole nother level here. I'll put it right there with that Nick Cage movie we watched not too long ago.
I know. What a letdown. The thing about this is they're like, oh, it's so weird looking. It's scary to look at. But it's not really that scary to look at.
No, it wasn't scary.
It's kind of ridiculous looking.
It was ridiculous.
I mean, yeah. Anything. People are like, well, but imagine it coming at you with a knife. I'm like, imagine anything coming at you with a knife. I mean, right. That's going to make it scary for me right. If it's actually happening.
A paper
when
dial.
I'm looking at it, it just looks like shit.
Yeah.
And so looking at that, I'm like, and then, okay, my major gripe with this is that when they made Chucky and they made other movies like it,
yeah,
they tend to like give the doll like a scaled down, or they make it look reasonable for it to be holding the item.
Yeah.
This is just looks like somebody taped a regular kitchen knife.
Yeah, that's my point. Right. And then
it's not even gonna hold, it wouldn't even, if it tried to stab you, it would just fall because there's no grip.
They were like, look, Leroy, just get us through the take. Tape the goddamn arm up there and just get us through the take. I don't care if it falls off right after. That's what the hell was happening. Smith, where's the goddamn tape, Smith? You know, so Smith comes running out with tape and taping it again. all in front of a green screen, you know.
There's no Smith in this movie. This man who made this, a writer, director, actor, it's one of those. I've always been told, and this is not necessarily true because a lot of really great indie films, and so this is just take this with a grain of salt, is you can tell if it's going to be bad if everything is done by one person.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, that's kind of true. You know, I mean, there's some exceptions to that rule, but yeah, I agree with you on that 100%. This is pretty terrible. I mean, yeah, even for us.
I'm sorry. I made you look.
Even for us, this is bad. So.
You know what? We all make mistakes. None of us are perfect.
Yeah, y'all check it out and y'all know what I'm talking about. All right, man. So, enough of the dumb puppet, man. Like I said, the doll. So what else we got going on?
So the next thing we're going to talk about is, and I understand we already talked about this on the show, but I have a good reason for bringing this back. This is the second, but I would say the final Fast and the Furious 9 preview was released.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think it was more to get people rehyped about the actual movie than to like be like, oh, but... The reason I wanted to bring this to everyone's attention is because I feel like this trailer had a lot more trickery in it. It was a lot more subdued. This looked more like a movie. Like, I'm not saying I would want to watch this movie necessarily, but it would look like a movie that if Montego asked me to watch it, I'd be a lot less angry about watching.
Interesting.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel like they tricked us.
Ah, because they left out the Tarzan swing.
But, yeah, and some other stupid stuff. They kind of like took those lines that were like, so like, you know, in like the original trailer where there's like a bump 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 bump, and like like Dom has a brother, but and it's obvious that it's gonna be him, and then they're like, it's his brother.
Well,
in this trailer they're like, that's Dom's brother, and they kind of make it seem like, oh well, they weren't. It wasn't like, it didn't seem like a reveal so much as like they were just talking about stuff, and then so it all felt a little bit more natural. Like clearly they contacted the best of the best. Of folks who make trailers,
please and help save this is what you're saying.
Yeah, they made their own. So like, I really think that the trailer makers of Hollywood should be appreciated because what they're doing is making miniature movies.
Yeah,
Of your sometimes your garbage heap.
Yeah, and you know, and then you got the really untalented idiots who just spoil the whole goddamn movie in a trailer just to get you to go watch it because they don't care if you have a great experience at the movie. They just want to get you in those seats, you know, and some of them, you know. So there's definitely a art form to this thing that you know, I applaud anybody who can, you know, really pull it off. So, Jeff, you know.
I'm sorry.
It's such a trip for me because this is normally not my attitude with a lot of things, but, you know, it's like Luke Skywalker, it's time for the Jedi to die. it's time for this series to die, man. I mean, it's just like, come on, y'all. I mean, I get it. I was really into it after a while, you know, once they started getting into the spy stuff. But at this point in this thing, y'all have done everything. And then it literally makes no sense for Brian's wife to be in this and he's not in here without y'all, you know, because he's still supposed to be alive in somewhere, you know what I'm saying, in their universe. And it's like, come on, man.
No, I think in this movie they acknowledge that he's dead.
Oh, well, we don't know. You just assume that from the trailer, well, right? No,
because, yeah, well, because he's like, he's looking at the picture. He's like, I'm doing this one for you.
Yeah, but in the other movie, they were just, you know, taking care of family, you know, on their own. It was like, oh, man, y'all are such full of shit. You know, y'all should address that. And I don't know. John Cena and, okay, so you got a black man and a white man. They supposed to be brothers. Okay, I guess I can buy that, you know, because we never seen Dom's parents, right? So,
yeah, and potentially, I mean, so there's that. Because, like, you know, sometimes kids do have, like, they just look different. But also sometimes, potentially they're half-brothers, you know? And they just say
and that's
brothers.
True. And a full disclosure, Vin Diesel, that's not his name, he has a twin brother, and he looks more white than Vin Diesel. Vin Diesel mm-hmm, looks more mm-hmm. like a brother, you know? And so it's weird, but they're twins. Anyway. Tiff, I don't know. I know we're going to watch this movie, but it's just so ridiculous that it's just like, I have an attitude just like, come on, y'all. It's like with James Bond. You know, that's been the shtick of how James Bond does business from the beginning. They have got more serious. They got more campy, but you still know what you're going to get. This series, it's just like, you guys are just trying to top, you know, it's becoming a top fest for stunts or CGI. And it's like, will you stop? You know, I mean,
yeah.
You can only go so far with this stuff. At least try to have a well-developed story, because the last couple, it's like you literally was just doing it for the money, you know.
Well, there's just no more story left to tell.
You're absolutely right. This is not the Star Trek Enterprise. This is not the next mission. And none of you effers are like sanctioned spooks. You know what I'm saying? They're all just supposed to be these car guys.
Right. Like, there's no, they have no I just don't know how this keeps happening.
I can't believe Charlize Theron has signed up for another one of these stuff. They must have signed her for a couple of movies at once. And that
haircut. What is that?
Yeah, it's bad. It's bad, Charlize. We love you, Charlize, but.
Oh, my God. I guess if I'm sitting in a theater, right?
Yeah.
With my friends who are fashionable.
I hate to be this negative, y'all, but go ahead, Tiff.
I think that they would be like, oh, I think it looks good. And I'd be like, does it? Nah. I just don't think it does.
Nah, all her sexiness. Like in the first movie that she came in, because I don't even know which movie she came in. Was it the movie in between the last movie? I don't know. You know, she had some sex appeal to her. You know, she was, you know, forced Dom to do the stuff. And, you know, it was okay. Because that's just the one I think The Rock was in, right? And, you know, they... Mm-hmm. You know, and it was just like, okay, it's cool.
Oh, yeah. Okay, fuck. You guys made me watch that movie. I hated it so much. I've forgotten everything about it until you were like, oh, she makes Dom do all this stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. She has that. Is it the baby? Is she holding the baby hostage?
Yeah. She had, right, the family and stuff.
Fucking movie. I... watched that, and until this moment I had forgotten that I watched it, and I hate you for reminding
me. So yeah, we're gonna watch this. I don't want to see it. I hope it surprises me. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, it won't. I am sorry to say that it will not surprise you. Additionally, I feel in my bones that it's gonna be like 2 hours 20 minutes.
Wow. Oh yeah. And is this supposed to be the last one again? You know,
again, see, exactly. If you say it's supposed to be the last one again.
Wait a minute.
Then you know that the shit's lies.
I'm really getting on a tangent now, but I got time for tangent. So Han, the Korean dude, was supposed to be dead. Now he's back. All everybody in this thing dies and comes back, except for the brother who's deceased for real. They just keep bringing these characters back. You know, he was in the dark side. Where the hell he been? For the last 30 years, you know? Where you been, Tiff? Now you back and he a big sniper. I watched with my own two eyes as Jason Statham got out of that car and shot that bastard after he ran him over with a car.
I was there when it happened.
Right, now y'all gonna say, though, you didn't see
oh,
anything.
Oh, my God,
you know?
Please. Oh,
sprinkle
Christ.
In the magic music.
He fell through a secret hatch in his car that leads to some subterranean lair. And the subterranean lair leads all the way back to his hideout.
And he's been back
been
there training.
He's been in his hideout for 7 years.
Training, just now shooting.
Now he's back.
And driving cars.
Do you remember how long I thought this movie would be?
You said 2 hours, 20 minutes.
I looked it up, 2 hours, 25 minutes.
Whoa, Tiffobot. There you go.
Listen, you guys, I am an expert at estimating how long.
Hey, of a bunch of noise and cars growling and over the top annoying children music. Because, you know, them dudes, they all older than me now. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And it's like, y'all kind of old to be like, hey, Dom is so cool. You know, put the music on and get some little girls that he more than half the age, you know, and had him come and hug him. You know, get out of here.
Well, there's, okay, more than that being the problem, as far as like, I would rather watch 2 hours and 25 minutes of stupid cars doing stuff. But you know that a good hour and some odd minutes of this shit is going to be them thinking that they're having an actual good movie where they're like talking to each other.
It's going
to
be about family.
Having real deep conversations and shit. And you know, this isn't going to be the last movie because you know that after this one's over, there's going to be a Fast and the Furious 10 where Dom's brother comes back as a good guy.
Of course, and the voice will get even deeper. Come to Fast and the Furious 10 where the voice really drops. You know, get out of here.
Oh, my God.
You ever hear his voice in real life?
Who?
Ben
John
Diesel.
Cena's?
No. Yeah, he kind of talks like this, you know.
No,
I'm dead serious. That all that shit is bullshit, you know.
Well, why does he just talk like that all the time?
Because he's supposed to be deep and sexy with the bald head for the ladies.
What I'm saying is, why doesn't he talk deep and sexy all the time?
Because his real voice sounds like this.
But if he has the ability to make it not sound like
because he's literally sitting there going, you can't, are you just going to walk around, I'm just going to talk deep all the time and be sexy, you know? Guess what? Something's going to happen and people are going to hear your real voice. Anyway, man, enough of destroying this trailer. Now, here's the worst thing. The movie comes out and we love it. Oh, no!
I guarantee I'm going to love
Well, Tiff, you can't go in there and it just knowing you're going to hate it. So, you know, never
listen,
know.
Shut up. Sometimes you can. Sometimes you can.
Don't listen to Tiffobot. Get out of here. You got to give it a chance.
Oh, shit.
All right. So that's it for the news, man, unfortunately. So we're going to take a break and we're going to come right back with our list, man. You know, we love the list. So we'll be right back. All right, man. We are back. And it's time for the list, man. So, you know, if you never heard this show before, we like to make lists, man. You know, we start a new segment. We find a way to try to weave the list in there to give you guys something different. Because, you know, you can't always play games. You can't always, you know, do a one-shot. Sometimes we got a list. So we have, what do we have? What is this tip? What is the list again?
It's your top three most unlikely heroes.
Unlikely heroes, that's for sure. So there we go. So we're doing unlikely heroes. Top three. Pretty good category. So you did this in paying homage to our movie because he is unlikely. I don't think he's a hero, but we'll get into that.
Yes.
Total anti-hero. Hero, I guess.
Right.
Complicated.
But that's a hero.
Yeah. Okay, Tiff. So, you know, I don't know. It's your list. You want me to go first or do you want to go first?
I think you should go first because I made the list.
You absolutely right. I agree with you. Okay, Tiff. I bet you this is on your list, but my number three, top hero, you know, what is it?
Unlikely hero.
That would be 2015, Paul Rudd as Ant-Man.
He's not on my list.
He's not on your list. Wow. Yeah, nobody wanted
to. That's a really good answer.
Yes, nobody wanted to see Ant-Man, you know, except for a few of us. You know, I was very optimistic about Ant-Man. And because the movie has so many possibilities and, you know, the thing came out and people tried to hate on it. And it's like literally it's in the top three of my favorite Marvel movies. You know, it's like one of the best. It has so much to offer. And old Paul Rudd started the movie clowning and his ex-con friends, and they kept clowning and being heroes. And he had the hero's journey that was in literally all shot in the house because he was getting, you know, turning little outside in the yard.
Right,
and
it
was so like. So smart to do it that way that you didn't have to be all over the world in locations and shit. You know, basically you went to the backyard, to the basement, and it was like so cool. you know, and he ended up, you know, saving the day, Tiff. You know, I mean, him and his buddies. I wish I could just throw them in there too, you know, because the ex-cons, they saved the day too. They saved everything. And I was like, wow, now that's an unlikely hero. Ant-Man, of all people, that's end up being one of my favorites, man. You know, and even when he showed up in the next movies and stuff like that, he was so great, you know, with his witty humor and things like that. And yeah, I love Ant-Man. There you go.
So well, what? Okay, I think I went a little bit.
Go ahead.
I just think I went a little bit different than you.
Okay, what you got?
And I think you'll see why.
All right.
So my number three, I think it had to go on the list.
Gotcha.
It's Kick-Ass.
The person. Kick-Ass.
Yes.
Got you.
Hero. Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Explain. I mean, I get it. I think I get it.
Because it was one of those things that he was supposed to be an unlikely hero. He was supposed to, like, meld into the crowd and not be noticed because he's a kid and he seems lame and stuff like that. So he's just, like, one of those heroes where, like, yeah, mm-hmm. you don't expect it. But you do because it kind of starts as him being that way. You know what I mean? Like, we understand him only as Kick-Ass.
Yeah.
He is meant to be a hero that no one expects.
Yeah. That's the whole thing, and actually saves the day in the end, you know.
Right.
Very complicated and bloody and crazy.
Yes.
Kick-Ass. Now, I wasn't expecting that, but you stuck more to the more rigidly to the thing.
Well, that's okay. There's no rules here.
Okay. All right. So, man, my number two. This would be 1994's Jack Traven. That's played by Keanu Reeves in the movie Speed. And I'm going to tell you why. This Speed used to be one of my favorite action movies. That's when mindless action movies was the shit. You know, you had Die Hard, you had The Lethal Weapons. And Keanu Reeves was Ted, you know? Who the hell is this dude? This, you know, goofy kid was Ted from Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. And, you know, we heard about Speed. Speed came out. There was not much hype for these movies. So you just kind of just went to the movie on faith, you know? And we went, and he was a hero. It surprised me. He was a good ass hero too. And it was like, wow, he's not saying much, you know. He's still basically saying, whoa, you know. But it was a great movie, man. It was a great action movie. It had Dennis Hopper in it. Had what's the lady's name? I forgot her name. Sandra Bullock. You know.
Yes.
And they was young. They had young skin, and you know, it was very sexy. And
so sounds terrible. And, oh, they had that young skin.
They had young skin. Ooh, you know. Well, you get older, you'll know what I'm talking about. Just like, oh, look at that young skin. And, you know, they jumped a bus off a ramp, off a freeway ramp, and they couldn't stop the bus. The bus had to go 55 miles per hour. And Keanu Reeves kicked ass in this movie. Yes, he was supposed to be the hero, but, you know, sometimes they say, so-and-so is going to be an action hero. And you're like, ooh, and it never happens because they suck. You know, it's terrible. Not too many people can do that. Like, Bruce Willis was a cornball before he became an asshole, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, Jack Traven as in a Speed 1994, excellent hero movie. And he was a hero. He played it after that. You know, he would have never got Neo if it wasn't for shit like this, because the Speed was very, very successful. You know, bought it on VHS.
Oh, so of course you did.
What is your number two, Tim?
Okay, so my number two is Danny Butterman from Hot Fuzz, his partner.
Have you ever jumped off a cliff whilst grabbing someone by the neck whilst doing it?
Have you ever shot your gun in the air?
I'd say, whilst no. yelling, "Arr!" Arr. Excellent choice, Tiffobot. I really, really like that choice. Yeah, he was so freaking lovable in that movie.
Yes, and then in the end, you think he won't be the hero because he's at the thing, but then he stabs.
Yeah.
Sergeant Angel, and then he rescues him, and then he even goes back and confronts his father. So he's the hero of this.
Oh, he's a superhero. And then we thought he died at the end. I was so mad at that movie. Y'all had to kill my most favorite character. But no, he wasn't. I'm so glad he didn't kill him. Don't do that. That would have been predictable, right? You know, just damn, it killed him. Yeah, excellent choice. I haven't seen that movie since we did it for the one shot, but if you guys want to hear a great commentary on that one, that's on our regular. That's a lockdown. It's not even on Patreon. Yep.
Yeah, you don't have to pay for that.
Yeah, sure didn't, man. We did a lot for free, y'all. Goodness gracious.
You're welcome.
Yes.
So that's my number two. What is your number one?
My number one, and yeah.
Oh God, I think I know you're number one. Oh my God, I think I know you're number one.
Go ahead, Tiffelbot, take a stand.
No, I won't say. I won't say. I won't say. I want you to say. I want okay. you to say it.
You don't know who my number one is. I'm telling you.
Oh fuck you. Is it Luke Skywalker?
Absolutely not. No. Oh,
okay.
No, it's actually 2002 Attack of the Clones Yoda. Yoda was a puppet, man. And Yoda was CGI. And, you know, they said Yoda was going to be the action scene. And every Star Wars fan in the world was like, ooh, how you going to, ooh. You know, because it's nothing like that had ever been done. And I thought it was going to be the ruin. Now, what ruined was the movie. The movie sucked the balls. It was terrible, y'all. Attack of the Clones is awful. But Yoda came in, and I remember he threw down that cane when it was time to fight. And I remember I erupted into clap and standing ovation. Everybody was like, yeah! And it was cool, Tiffobot. Yoda beat ass, man. I mean, he was flying around. It didn't look cool. It didn't look bad. I was so relieved because I love Yoda. You know, if you're a Star Wars fan, you love Yoda. And he did his duties. He beat ass, and he did it very coolly. And so, yeah, unlike you never thought that thing, when you saw him all these years, would ever do anything like that. And so he became the hero of the Attack of the Clones and saved the day. And, you know, all he was before was just a little puppet that sat there. And so, yeah, excellent. My number one.
Jesus.
I know.
Okay.
I know. It was dope. I don't want to hear it either.
It wasn't that. Oh, my God.
It was dope.
Okay. All right. Okay.
You're number one, man. What did you think I was going to say? What did you think I was going to say?
Luke Skywalker. Luke
oh,
Skywalker.
Yeah, you did. No, 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 no.
Okay, whatever. My number one is Neville Longbottom.
Good choice.
I think he could, you know, even, you remember, okay, so if you're a Harry Potter fan, which I know that J.K. Rowling's a piece of shit. We don't have to talk about it. You remember that he tries to stop them from going into
the little kid.
The Chamber of Secrets.
Yeah.
Yes. And he gets the last 5 points that make Gryffindor win the House Cup because standing up to your friends is hard, blah, 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 blah.
He was a hero, but Harry got all the credit. God damn it.
Yeah, fucking Harry Potter. Right. I would love to read some. Please, someone write another story. And after Harry Potter, where like Neville Longbottom's life is just shit and he fucking hates Harry Potter so bad and he just wants to get revenge.
Kind of like
Cobra Kai. He becomes the next
Voldemort.
He shall not be named. Right. He destroys the world, and it's all Harry Potter's fault.
For taking all the credit. I'll fight you.
But, like, in the end, he even becomes, like, more of
He was a badass in the end, especially in a book. He was better in a book, you know. I was really waiting to see his reveal in a book, you know, because he was all battle-scarred and, you know, beat to hell and stuff. And he was at the school fighting the whole time while they was running around.
And he was – never mind. Doesn't matter. We're going to get really lost in the weeds, so I was about to ask if he ever married Luna Lovegood, but I don't think he did.
I don't think he did. But I think didn't he become headmaster of the school? I thought he did.
What's the other thing that people like to be?
Auras? No.
The Minister of Magic?
Yeah. Oh, no. I thought he became a headmaster of the school. Maybe I'm just...
That may make sense. It's been a long time since I've read the last one.
Yeah, me too. Years, in fact. But that's pretty good, Tiff. I'll allow it. That's a good one, actually. I like your last two. I don't know about Kick-Ass, but yeah, I like those.
Okay, whatever. It doesn't matter. Nothing matters.
All right, man. So I think that's going to do it, man. We're going to take our final break, and we're going to come back with the main topic. We're talking about the movie Nobody, the film. All right, man. We are back, man. It's time for the main topic. We're doing the movie Nobody. This came to theaters about 2 weeks ago, and then 2 weeks later, wham, bam, you can rent it now. It's a whole 10 bucks, 20 bucks, man. So you can get it on demand. And I think it's still in theaters. Movie stars Bob Odenkirk from Better Call Saul fame. Alexei Serebko. I'm not sure if that's his last name, but I know it's Alexei. Connie Nelson's in this. So surprised that Christopher Lloyd, seeing him in this movie. Also, one of
such
my...
Such a shambling corpse.
Goddamn.
I'm sorry. You guys, I love him. I adore him. He's just he's just
Marty.
How old is he? I would like you to take a guess as to how old he is, and I will tell you if you're right.
Let's see. Christopher Lloyd been around since Taxi, so he's probably about 78.
He is 82. Pretty good.
Wow.
Pretty good.
Michael Ironside, one of my favorite character actors, is in this movie, man. I love Michael Ironside.
Mike likes Michael Ironside, and when he saw me, he said, well, Michael Ironside looks like shit.
What? What? You said...
I'm sorry, I said Michael Ironside looks like shit.
When you saw him, you met him?
No, when he saw him in this movie.
Oh, okay. Oh, you said he said, well, he's an old fella too. Shoot, you know.
Yeah, I mean, how old is Michael Ironside? This is a new game we're playing with Montego where I make him guess how old people he likes are.
No, I think he might be probably around the same age, but I'll give him 74.
Oh, 71. You're so good at this.
Shit.
Oh my God, I'm making you a game called Guess a Celebrity's Age. That's our next new game. Anyway,
Yeah, Michael Ironside, the RZA, for all you rap old school Wu-Tang fans, right? He's in this. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that's about it. What's the synopsis here? Because it's pretty simple story. However, Dynamite trailer, if you guys remember, we went batshit over this. So it says a bystander who interfered Wait a second. I'm sorry. I'm reading on my tiny, tiny phone. A bystander who intervenes to help a woman being harassed by a group of men becomes a target of a vengeful drug lord. That's not what this movie is really about, but I'll allow it. Okay, so there we go. So
I'll allow me, Montego Bradley. I will allow it.
I'll allow it, McCoy. We'll let that one go. So. So before we hit it hard, it's time for one word. Tip.
Okay, it's really weird that you said this because you said my one word in that last little spiel. My one word is simple, but not in a bad way.
No,
it's a simple movie.
I like that one word. It is a very simple movie that delivers quite a bit. My one word is satisfying.
That's a simple and satisfying.
Yeah, I want it. What I thought it was going to be, it was a little bit different than what I thought it was going to be, which was pretty good. They put a couple of twists in there, you know, as far as, you know, who he exactly was and things like that. And so I liked that, and it gave me everything I wanted, man. Just pretty cool. So let's hit those spoilers and get started here. Love the way this movie started, Tim, with this montage of clickety-click showing his terrible, terrible life. And it was bad, Tim. What did you think?
Yeah, like The monotony is done really well when they like start doing the Monday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, faster and faster.
You're like, well, damn, this sucks. And they kept doing it, Tiff. They kept doing it.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. So you're like, oh, because then you start to be like, this is me. This is my life.
Oh, no.
And, you know, he's got like a very, I guess what I would call kind of like a sitcom typical home situation. You know, wife doesn't care too much for you anymore. Your kids are little shits. His daughter likes him.
I really wish I could have knew the backstory of him and the wife, because, you know, they were sleeping with the pillow in between each other, and the son barely had respect for him in the beginning, but daddy's little girl was beautiful for him. But as soon as she got hormones, she would have started screwing everything and acting a fool, and he would have lost her too. You know, it was bad. It was bad. And he had a job. He was working for his father-in-law. He had a pretty successful company, wanted to buy it, but his life sucked, man. And then one day there's some intruders in the house, and we saw this in the trailer. He gets up, he goes to confront the intruders, and these bumbling idiots, I had a lot of questions with these intruders, Tiff, because my first question was like, why did they pick his house? You know, I mean, because neither one of them was a part of that neighborhood. You know what I'm saying?
That's just something you're going to have to let go. It's the instigator for the movie.
Well, right. I get it. But I was like, why his house? You know, and how did they get all the way from where they lived at to his house? You know, anyway. So they pull a gun on him. It's pretty intense, you know. And then the son intervenes. And I think this is one of the surprising things that we find out later that I'll get into later. But, you know, the son jumps the guy, and they don't shoot nobody. Normally, you know, in home intruders, they shoot everybody. Everybody dies, you know. But he did not. He was going to crack the lady in the back of the head and didn't, and they got away. And they, you know, took the couple bucks and the change. That's all they got was a couple bucks and the change, and they was gone. But now his son hates him. His wife is looking at him like – and I was really surprised once I found later on in the movie, you know, with the he let him go, and the wife was kind of looking at him like, you're such a loser. The son hated him. The neighbors made fun of him. Everybody at work, brother-in-law gave him a gun. And it was just like, Tiff, they was piling on him bad.
Yes.
I mean, how'd you like it, all of that? Or?
Oh, I'm sorry. You didn't ask me that. No. Okay. So I don't. Yes. Yeah, so this is a setup to make you. But we've seen the trailer, so we kind of know. But like to make you kind of fall into this false sense that like, yeah, this guy's kind of a loser, right?
Yeah.
But. And the brother-in-law is so obnoxious.
Oh, he was bad, wasn't he?
It's weird because, yeah, and I know that this does happen, but like
when the gun in the face? Oh my God. The gun in the face? Wow. Yeah,
he was like, the safety's on. And he was like, oh, wait.
No, it's not.
Now the safety's on.
Right, motherfucker.
No, I think like, but when you, it's supposed to be her brother.
Yeah.
And it's like, they're so different.
Yeah, she actually had class, and it didn't seem like her father or her brother had much class at all. And, you know, I like when he was, like, doing the chin-ups outside at the bus stop, and you would see the wife's face, so she was doing pretty well selling real estate or whatnot.
Yeah, she's a real estate agent, yes.
You know, and so it's bad for him. And he's hating this feeling. Like, you know, they shouldn't have did this. And I love that the little girl, you know, wanted a cat. And the scene with the little girl was actually pretty good. I really liked him, you know, especially when she was laying on his stomach, you know, and, you know, talking to him. And she was like, my kitty bracelet is gone. Tiff, I love when he's like, why did you have to take the kitty bracelet? It was just, I was like, this dude lost his mind. So that's it, man. You know.
Yes.
He goes to get the kitty bracelet. You know, he looks over. He gets his dad's, who's Christopher Lloyd, his old gun, and his... He's an FBI agent, former agent from way back in the day. And you know it's way back in the day because they only let you work 25 years in service like that. So your career is fast, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Has an old-ass ID, and he goes around town looking for this certain tattoo that he remembered. And, you know, he ends eventually find it. I love the scene when the guy sees the two cards.
Oh, my God. So fucking good. And that is never explained.
No, no.
Like, it is explained. Like, we know what he does later, but that does the significance of that tattoo is never really explained. The guy just recognizes it.
The guy was what it means. Bet he recognized the shit out of it. And so I'm sitting here like.
Thank you for your service.
Yeah, I'm like, is he like. I figured he was like an ex, like, you know, Ukrainian mafia cleaner like John Wick is what I'm thinking, you know. I'm like, but you know, he said thank you for your service. That was strange. And then the homies who was gonna beat his ass, they just dropped it. You know, they was like, shit, let this
like,
go.
That guy knows what's going on.
Big time. So they find the couple, man, and you know, he goes.
And you feel bad for them.
Yeah, but I did like him beating the shit out of him a little bit because y'all was in his house. He was like, you came in my house. I was like, oh shit, they about to die. Heard the baby crying, and the baby was back there. So he left. He left them, and I bet you they'd never do that shit again, you know. But I like when he was talking to his brother on the radio, and he, you know, he gave the reason why he didn't do nothing because he saw that the gun had no bullets and they were no real threat. And I was like, oh, wow. So he was going to beat the shit out of them, but felt like whatever, you know. So that was interesting.
They weren't really intending to do any harm, per se. I mean, they were going to take stuff from you, but they weren't going to kill anyone.
So the bad part that happens now, Tiff, is that he really wanted to get some ass whooping off his chest. He needed to get, you know, he was all wound up, and he didn't get it off. You know, they had a baby. God damn it, they had a baby. And he gets on that bus, and the guy's running to the bus, and I don't know why that bus driver let them clowns on that bus. Why would you just...
Yeah.
They got bottles of alcohol. They ran into your bus, and you're sitting there. You let them on the bus. You know, they get on there and bully some people. And he's like, I like he's doing an internal monologue talking about. He's like, yes, he's loving this shit. Couldn't wait for him to get on there. And Tip, the fighting ensues.
Oh, my God. So like at first it's a little bit like, and then all of a sudden when he comes back on the bus, oh. Fuck.
Yeah, when they threw his ass off the bus, it was like, he ain't as bad as I thought he was, you know?
Right. And, like, the knife, when he starts, like, when the person's trying to stop him from stabbing him with the knife and he turns his hand up and stabs him in the arm, I'm like,
ah! Hey, Tiff, the whole movie, if you only saw it up to this knife fight on the bus, it would be well worth the money. I was like,
yeah.
This is good enough. This is good enough.
Okay, so we put up our spoilers earlier.
Yep.
So, but I will say that this director, potentially this kind of genre of film, doesn't really work unless the people that you hurt are bad people.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, he does not confirm that they're bad people necessarily. He just thinks that they're going to sexually harass this young woman on the bus and takes it upon himself to fix that before it even happens. But it does turn out that these are actually bad people.
Yeah, just that's a great point because you really didn't know how bad they were. You were like... they kind of just fucked up and, you know.
Yeah, just being pieces of shit, but does a piece of shit deserve to have makeshift tracheotomy performed on him?
I was like, whoa, I hope these are bad dudes.
Okay, I am terrified of tracheotomies. When that happened,
I had to look away.
I was like, oh.
Yeah, I had to look away.
Even now, just thinking about it, I'm getting a little ill. So
what we're talking about, children, is that he beat that ass so bad that the one dude stopped breathing. He didn't want to kill him, so he performed a tracheotomy on him with an old nasty ass thing that was on the bus floor.
The knife and the straw.
I know. And he saved his life, you know, and or I guess he for a moment. So he look. The ass whooping was even more John Wick epic. It was like worse than the John Wick fight because it was so fucking, just like John Wick. It's very raw, but it lasted for a long time. And I think the choreography was, it wasn't stylized. You know, John Wick is really stylized. I love it. But this was just like brutality.
It was like John Wick if it was grungy.
Yeah.
We're like, we're not in those nice suits. We're not buying gold
watches. I don't know no kung fu. I don't know any special moves. All I know how to do is just fight, and I'm not going to stop fighting. And that was, to me, his superpower is that he ain't stopping, boy. You know, you're going to have to put six hot ones in his ass because if he got some breath in him, he coming. So he felt good when he got off the bus, Tiff, went home. He wanted to screw his wife. You know, that was it. He needed the thing. Now, what got me about this is,
yes,
the wife knows who he is. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. And she helped him.
Yes. Because he's like, you remember the good old days? But so to me, it's like, at first I thought he was in witness protection until I saw the dad. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, oh, well, no, that's his father, not her father. You know, we met her father. And so, you know, he's wound up now. It turns out that the dude is the little brother of the worst Russian in the city. Boy, if you're a Russian, you got a bad rap. It's your turn in cinema, ain't it? You're always a gangster. Goodness gracious. You know, when he goes in that bar, he does the singing, and, you know, the black dude is
that
Russian.
That bar looked really fun. Like, until you realize that you would not be...
Start murdering people in front of you.
Yeah, yes, yes. Like, that's why I was like, yeah, until you're like, this isn't safe or fun. It looked kind of like it'd be fun to go there.
Yeah, they beat that dude, and he was a 3%er. More for us. I was like, y'all some hoes, man. he just killed your boy right there. You know, so they find out that he finds out that his brother got, he said killed, right? At the end of the movie.
I don't think killed, but that he's like basically like a vegetable.
Yeah, because he was in the hospital. Now, what got me, one of my favorite parts, Tiff, is where the black dude was like, he was like, hey, don't get mad for what I'm about to tell you. But you hated your brother. Why are you in here bothering us? I was like, that was a great line. You know, he's like, please don't get mad, you know, but you hated him, you know. And so, they had his Metro card, Tiff. And another one of my favorite scenes is where they researched him, found out who he was, the chick blackmailed the guy.
Oh, that girl just throws the fucking, I quit, no need to pay me.
No need to pay me? I quit? There's your information? Bye. You know, she, whoever this dude was from these heavily redacted files. Okay, y'all, so she had a guy that she took blackmail pictures of, and he worked at the Pentagon. He had to go down in the basement and get the files that were heavily redacted just to find out who this dude was. So basically, you know, when they come to the house, Tiff, and it's a John Wick moment at the house, you know, where they came to the house, he puts them in the basement, and he's like enjoying this shit, Tiff, you know. He murders everyone, and it's great. And he the conversation he has with them, and he kind of
that happens later, right? He attacks all of them, and then he gets taken into the trunk.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
He goes back to the house to finish the job later. And the only reason I say that,
you're right,
is because he gets put in the trunk. He fucks those people up.
Ooh,
who are driving the car.
He put so much smoke in that car. Y'all, so just hit the brake, fool. Hit the brake. Why are you still driving?
And then he just kills all of them. And then the Black Russian.
Yeah, yeah. He started explaining who he kind of was and stuff to him.
And then he turns to him and he's dead.
Yeah, yeah. So he don't know how much of the story he got out.
Right. And so, like, later on, the reason I say that is because then later on when he's burning those people.
Yeah, yeah.
In his basement, he's also telling them, well, you know, I was an auditor. I was the guy that they sent when no one else could do it, blah, blah, blah. And then he turns to them, and they're also all dead.
They're all dead.
You know? So he's having a situation. I really like that. It's kind of a turning the trope on its head, because he's like, it's It gives the audience like the, what's that called? The audience stand-in. Yeah. They're the audience stand-in, and guess but what, it keeps Tef, getting interrupted.
You're absolutely right, because there's no, you pulled me out of retirement, now I'm back, and you're all going to pay. Yeah, it wasn't like that. It was like, yeah, and I'm out of retirement, and it, damn, these fuckers asleep. You know what I'm saying? It's like, God damn it. Nobody's here to hear my story. And so, yeah, he was like a John Wick, but he worked for the federal government, every agency.
Right.
He was a cleaner. So he was a cleaner, a sanctioned cleaner, which makes you better than John Wick, because at least you ain't never going to jail.
Right. So he's assigned to take a hit out on people who were like considered too untouchable or too difficult to arrest.
Yeah, and he tells a story about how the one guy had changed his life around and stuff, and he wanted that, so that's how he changed his life. I'm so happy they did that and let us know how this psychopath got to being in such a mundane life. And I really like the scene when he was telling the guy, look, I tried to do this, but it's just in me, you know?
This is
who I am. And I was like, good. I like that, because that's like you said, it's topsy turvy, because normally it's like, I want to be better than this. He was like, nah, this is what I'm good at. I'm back.
Well, so then this is other John Wickish part where he's, before he burns his basement, like right before he talks to everybody, he pulls like some hidden gold bars out. Now it felt a little less John Wickish. I mean, it was kind of like John Wick because there was gold in that too, but
right. It's
different because he didn't dig anything up. It was hidden inside of a pinball machine. Of course, if he is an ex-agent of the three digits or whatever, three letters, then he's going to have foreign currency. And if you look, if you looked inside of the, when he gives the gold bars to the dad,
well, he had
the
money in there.
Father-in-law,
yeah.
There was different, the gold bars were also different. They were different sizes. They were different shapes.
Had different stamps on them, yeah.
Right, paid differently. I think here on Phantom Patrol, there might be other movies where we get mad about certain things, like why is King Kong big but inside of a dome? Right. You know what I mean?
Right.
Those are the kind of details that people don't think about, but that might ruin your movie experience.
Right, right, right.
These are the kind of details that like are so simple, maybe they pass you by, but you notice them and you're like, that makes sense. And that makes it makes the world a little richer.
Excellent point, Tifflebot, because we're not sitting here trying to fill in the blanks ourselves, which is something that I do a lot. You know, I'd be like, well, maybe, you know, this happens, you know, just to keep the flow of the movie, the continuity better for me and my own brain. When you don't have to do that, that's a great thing. That's a beautiful thing. You know, yeah, they fill in all the blanks, so you don't have any of those questions. But I really was surprised that the wife was, you know, a full accomplice in this thing. And, you know, she was, what happened between y'all? I guess him just not being who he was. And that makes me wonder what kind of person she was, you know?
Like she had to be some kind of other kind of badass.
Yeah, she was cool with it, you know? I mean, it wasn't like she was like surprised by anything. She was just like, okay, you know? And like, so we have this, the I love how he goes to the club. He has the IED on the side of the table, and they all scared of him. He goes out and he leads them on a chase to where he did this A-Team-esque trap gauntlet.
Well, and so before that, just so everybody knows, he burns all the money of the Ope Shack.
Oh, goodness gracious.
So like,
Tiff, I was wondering, I was like, I would have had to set me up a nest egg and at least take me a bag of the money or something.
Yeah, goodness but that gracious. All that money is traceable. So you'd never really be free.
Was it?
I think it's maybe.
I think
yeah.
he was actually the actual launderer. And who's going to give a damn if he's spending money? Nobody.
No. I mean, I'm talking about Hutch, why he burned it.
Yeah, I'm saying I already took some of that money for myself, Tiff.
Oh,
yeah.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. Absolutely. So
I would have took a pallet. It was pallets of money, y'all. He burnt it, told the dude that all his money's gone. Let's start over. Dude wasn't having it. So they all had to chase to where the building where he wanted to buy.
He takes a painting. I think it's a Monet or potentially a...
It ended up getting ruined, though, Tiff. You see that blood on it at the end and stuff.
Yeah,
like that.
But you can get that cleaned off.
Yeah. Here's my illegal painting. And so,
no, I mean, the thing about this is that, like, speaking of illegal paintings, do you know that they are not sure? It's like, it's some ridiculous percentage, like up to 25%
I'm aware of
that we have.
I'm aware of that.
Because, it is fake.
Because of
Isn't
the Nazis,
that weird?
Because of the Nazis and shit like that. A lot of shit. Yeah, they just got that shit in their house and stuff, and then they got a fake one sitting up there in the Smithsonian.
So fucking weird and awful.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. So, yeah, he had all the big daddies in there. So the fight at the end with the daddy and the brother, Tiff, I loved it.
Yes.
I was
yes, it's so,
it was so good.
Fun.
It was
I mean,
so good.
And I know that yes, people are dying, and that's not.
It was so good.
Like, It's a fun movie to watch. Like, he's got all these like
traps,
kill house traps set up.
No,
there's like scary bombs and like fucking mouse trap guns.
I would have ran the hell out of there. It's like being in a minefield. I'm not going no further. Did you just see what just happened to those guys?
I'd be like, yeah, you'd be like turning, like walking, just walking backwards, yeah. Like being like
tracing every step. Please don't shoot me. This is bullshit, man. I'm walking. Oh, it was bad in there, man. It was bad. And then the brother.
And they were all so cool. Even shambling corpse Christopher Lloyd.
He was the best. He was tearing their asses up. The dude been sitting in front of the TV, dying in front of the TV. And he like got his mojo back. They was having a ball, you know. And so they kill everybody. Cops come. I like how the cat came out of the...
Because at the beginning of the movie, you guys, he pulls a kitty out of his coat.
Yeah, right. They showed an end scene last, and the people are like, the detectives are like, who the hell are you? You know, because he is like sitting there with cigarettes and cat food and the kitty out of his coat, and he's beat to hell. There's like, what, maybe 60, 70 guys dead inside his establishment, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, they like, who the hell is he? And so you know the government called, because he got that call, and they was just like, what? It was so well done, Tiff.
I thought so too, because they were like, ha ha ha, yeah.
Damn. They didn't say a word. They just looked at each other like, motherfucker. Yeah. So somebody called, and then they did a stinger. Did you watch the stinger? You probably didn't.
Is that worth the buying the house?
Well, he buys the house and they get to call it. But
then the dad and the brother,
right. Yeah. I love that part. He was like, why don't we just fly? He was like, with this luggage? I love that, man. They had all the camper full of guns and stuff, and they just crack up laughing, you know. It was great. Yeah. I had such a good time watching this stuff.
Yeah. And guess what, everybody listening? This movie is like an hour and a half long.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Just get your fucking shit. Tighten that shit. Are you hearing me, Fast and the Furious 9? Yeah. Tighten it down. It's called editing. Look into it. It's good for everybody.
And guess what? There was a good story about this thing. I mean, they answered every question, you know? And it wasn't – I love the fact that he wasn't just a retired mafia thug, you know what I'm saying? That this dude – and he wasn't like, I'm an ex, you know, James Bond agent with all these particular skills. No, this dude's skill was that he didn't quit ever. Never. He didn't know any kung fu. He didn't know he had no special skills. He was smart, and he knew how to hurt him. That's for sure. Goodness gracious. Had his whole operation shut down. He didn't even know it, Tifflebot. Damn. Oh, God. Woo. Man, check this one out. I'm sure if it was me, though, to be honest with you guys, I would wait till it's available to buy, because you're going to spend $20. When it comes out, it'll probably be $20. And that's the only thing I was like, damn, how come I can't buy this? You know, I'm doing this just to rent. But it happens, y'all. It's the life of the pandemic. So, you know.
I feel less bad about this because it's made by a up-and-coming director. It's a smaller movie. It's not like, you know what I mean? I feel better giving this movie $20. I would say do it now, because I want to see more movies like this.
Yeah, it was really good. It was so simple. Your one word is absolutely right. Simple and satisfying. Love it. Anyway, man, that's it, man. We came to do the damn thing, and we got it done. We got through the movie, man. Now, next week, unless it's delayed again, goddamn it, we're going to do Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat.
Hey, if you like Mortal Kombat, we just released the old 1995 Mortal Kombat on our Patreon, man. So go over there and become a Patreon subscriber for $1, and go check out Mortal Kombat. We have fun. It's a good review, y'all. They all good, but that's a really good one. And we're supposed to do Annihilation so we can act a fool. So there we go.
All right.
So, man, that's it. I'm the host of Fans of Patrol, Mr. Button, all the way to the top. My name is Montego. With me is my Dynamite co-host, Miss Tifflebot. Say goodbye to the people. Tiff.
It's been a pleasure, as always.
All right. And so that's it. That's all. Until next week, we'll be on patrol. I think I lost it right at the end, y'all.